This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A sweeping gun control proposal cleared a key committee in the state legislature this week. The measure would make it illegal to buy, sell, and make a wide range of guns that use detachable magazines. Someone could get those guns if they undergo specific training and get approval from their local sheriff. The latest version of the bill would give sheriffs the power to reject someone's application if they think they could pose a danger. The committee vote happened after more than 12 hours of public testimony. If the bill is signed into law, it would create some of the strictest gun rules in the country. New discounts for Coloradans who buy all-electric appliances remain on hold after changes by the Trump administration. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
The Colorado Energy Office planned to launch the discounts in the first half of 2025. It would have offered $140 million in federal funding for programs to help people buy things like heat pumps or induction stoves. That money was approved under former President Biden to help households cut their energy usage and switch away from fossil fuels. President Biden froze the spending by executive order after his inauguration. The state now says it's regained access to its grants, but it can't move forward without more cooperation from the U.S. Department of Energy. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The CU men's basketball team has pulled off two upsets to make it to the third round of the Big 12 men's basketball tournament. The Buffs are the last seed in the tournament, but upset TCU and West Virginia in the opening rounds. They're taking on number one seed Houston this afternoon. And a potent storm system will impact Colorado starting tonight through Saturday. In Denver, expect a high around 70 this afternoon with temps around 54 tomorrow with rain and snow possible. And a red flag warning for high fire danger continues for Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.